All right, all right, all right. We are back. This is Free Voices. We are live now, and we're in the studio. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khwe'inch Shakhlach from the Intlaqemich Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And I'm sitting here with the president of Minnetkata Park Association, Celia. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm doing great. That was one big breathful there.
yeah.
You've got good lung capacity.
Yeah, I have to practice that
yes,
all the time.
That's good.
It works out. Whew. So we have a show coming up for you guys, a special show, and the subject is on unity. And we have some special music coming up from Psychonaut. We have Digital Planets, Birth of Slick, cool like that. We have Skillet, we have Justin Johnson. Hopefully we'll get to play some Thunderbolt. And we have our regular guests coming in. We have, of course, we have Celia with us right now. We're going to be speaking with Shkwait Shakhlach and also Lady Faima. And if we get a chance, we'll be able to get a hold of Wegedesk.
That would be great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyways, we're going to start off our show with some Psychonaut. All I saw is a huge monkey. And this is a live one. So let's have a listen to this, and we'll get on with our show.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. That was Psychonaut. All I saw as a huge monkey, and that was a live showing, and pretty intense music. A lot of different sounds and noises.
Yeah, little few layers there.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome though. I really enjoyed that. They're a band from, I believe, Belgium, and pretty special.
Mm.
So anyways, we're going to start off with the show. We're going to get to some deep breaths, as our brother Wegedesk always taught us how to do. And we're going to do three deep breaths. We're going to, as we inhale, we're going to imagine ourselves bringing in all positivity and energy and life into our lungs. And as we exhale, we're going to get rid of all our negativity and just things that pile up in our minds.
Worries, stresses, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to start right now on 3, 2, 1. Last one. Oh, man. That's so awesome. Mm-hmm. I was watching one of my favorite YouTubers, mm-hmm. and he was doing the same thing, except he was joking about it, and he was just playing around with it. He was a video game player.
Yeah.
And he would play a game, and if he won, he would take a deep breath.
And if he didn't,
let it out. But he was just doing it so enthusiastically. He himself started laughing.
Yeah. Well, it's really important. I mean, people like breathing, but it's, you know, a lot of people end up holding their breath during the day even.
Mm-hmm.
If they're working on something, it's like, hey, I'm not even breathing. And that's just, it's breath just really supports our nervous system and our health, our physical health, our emotional health, everything.
It's just so important. It's one of those things that we as human beings can control. We can all control our breath in and out, in and out.
Yeah.
Or hold it. Yeah. Or
exactly.
Breathe fast.
It affects our nervous system.
Yeah. And so yeah. When we do these conscious exercises, it really helps us in tune, get in tune with ourselves, mm-hmm. and our abilities, and sets us up and gets us ready for trauma, excitement, daily things in our lives,
mm-hmm.
and just mundane things, just like driving down the road. You might just about gotten in an accident or something. Just
yep.
Slow down and just start breathing.
Yeah, because the nervous system responds before we even know it. Mm. And so our system gets elevated and the breathing helps to bring it back down to
calms peace. Us down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
a great tool and it's free.
Yeah.
Love
yeah,
that.
For sure, yeah. I'm so grateful to our brother Wegedesk for leading us through so many.
Yes.
It's was always special when he'd do it. He's just got this good, really good technique, and maybe one day he'll be able to get back on again, so mm-hmm. we'll be looking forward to that. So we're going to get ready for our next song, which is Digital Planets, Rebirth of Slick Cool Like That. And this one's was actually from the 90s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's pretty jazzy. It's got some pretty...
Get ready for some jazziness.
Yeah, some pretty good beats in there. Yeah. And it was introduced to us. Well, not introduced to us. I had to ask our music coordinator.
Yep.
Conovar. And
yes.
Because he was playing some music last week, and I heard it, and I said, hey, that sounds like, I didn't even know the name of the band, but I said, cool like that. And he said, oh, yeah, from Digital Planets, and then he found it for me, and I was like, oh, right on.
Nice.
I got to play that.
That's great.
Yeah, so.
He's like a walking music encyclopedia. Absolutely. And wisdom. Like, yeah. He has deep wisdom with
We're going to bring him in later. And,
great.
And he's got some more music for us. So for now, we're going to play this song from Digital Planets, Rebirth of Slick Cool Like That. So let's listen to that. Enjoy, everyone.
Can't kick a plan, then a crowd burst. Me, I be digging it with the bug. Straight out of our lids. Them, they got boo bodies, hard rock Brooklyn kids. Us, floor rush, when they DJ booming classics. You dig the crew on the fattest hip-hop record. He tucks the kinks and sinks into the sounds. She frequents deep, fatter joints called undergrounds. Our funk zooms like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man, boogie had to change. Who freaks the clips with mad amount percussion? Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimensions? Why is it so fly? Cause hip-hop kept some drama. When butterfly rock the light blue suede pumas. By the cut, we push it off the corner. How was the buzz entire hip-hop era? Was fresh in fact since they started saying Audi? Cuz funk's made fat from right beneath my hood. The pooba of the styles like Miles and shit. Like 60s funky worms with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock? But I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool.
The chocolates, taps on my raps. She innovates after sweeter cat naps. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Them, they be crazy down with the 5 feet. It can't kick a plan, then a crowd burst. Me, I be digging it with the bug first. Us, we be freaking till dawn, peace and I. He gets a stranger smile, so I say hi. Who understood? Yeah, understood the plans. Him heard of me and put it to his hands. What I just flip, let borders get loose. How to consume all the beaches like juice. It's the shit, we'll lift it off the plastic. The babes will go spastic, hip-hop games are classic. Pimp play a shot, it don't matter, I'm fatter. Axe butter how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill.
Free, cause the clips be fat for us. Them thug the jams and commence to going off. She sweats the beats and asks me cause she puffin'. Me, I got crew, kids, 7 and a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bets a dope. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Big. He rocks a tee from the Brooklyn Nine Pigs. The rebirth is slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like Luke coming stacks and rolls. You used to find the bug in a box with Dave. Now he boogies up your stage, plats twist the braids, and I'm peace like that. Peace like that, I'm 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 peace. Check it out, man, I groove like that, I'm smooth like that, I jive like that, I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that, I stack like that, I'm down like that, I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that, I'm fat like that, I'm in like that, cause I swing like that. We jazz like that, we freak like that, we zoom like that, we out, we out, we out.
All right, we're back. That was Digital Planets, Rebirth of Slick. Cool like that. That was a great one from the 90s.
Yeah.
Very, very groovy and hip and swinging.
I had images of driving down the road in a sports car with the convertible roof.
Mm.
You know, it's
yeah.
got that carefree feeling.
Get that bass going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so we're going to carry on with our show and we're going to get to our subject and we're going to talk with our president of Minnetonka Park Association,
mm-hmm.
Celia.
Yeah.
So what do you have for us on the subject, unity?
Well, my mind automatically went to human, like you know, human unity, right? Mm. And I just even as we're sitting here, I'm like, oh, no, unity can be like the world, the nature, the rocks, the water, the air, and all of that. So it's funny as we're talking, it's like, oh, because I was zeroing in on the natural tendency for people to want to belong to circles of sorts, like mm-hmm. whether it's family or other types of groups or, you know, that type of thing. And then there's a natural human need for belonging, and that's what that stems from.
Mm-hmm.
Then how that ties to the unity theme is that, so the belonging, but the tricky part is sometimes when people belong to one group, they get attached in a way where they get thinking that it's us and others that aren't us,
mm-hmm.
so us them.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where it can get really complicated because then it's like if they're not part of us, There's that distancing that can happen, and that's where then there's also like people who will exploit that, right? And go, oh, you know, and create division and stir the pot to try to create division. Yeah, so it's a natural part of our thinking is to sometimes go to try to create clarities like this is this and this is that. But the us them can be very problematic at certain points because once something's not part of us, we're not seeing that deeper part of all of our human nature.
Mm.
And knowing. And so then my mind jumped to, you know, noticing in the day that every person that you see, this is from the human side, right?
Mm.
Every person that I see, that person has a whole bunch of history, a whole bunch of experiences. They have wants, needs, longings, wishes, they've had sorrows. They have a whole collection that I have no idea about. But what we have in common is we all have that. You know, we all have this whole spectrum and a whole kaleidoscope of things going on inside of us. And that's the connective part, that humanity part.
Mm-hmm.
And appreciating that and appreciating people that everybody is unique as well as part of this common thing of being not common thing but the common humanity. But mm-hmm. funny because then my mind went to that whole nature part. What about you?
Well, for me, it was always a big part of Counselor Fari's belief system and then it kind of like I was just so fascinated with it because as we were, you know, working together for 25 years and doing many different things, and at one point I questioned, like, why are we being successful? Why is everything happening? Why are things going our way?
Mm.
And she would tell me from time to time, and she'd say, it's because of our unity.
Mm.
We're very united. We do everything in agreement. And if we don't have an agreement, we talk and we have a very deep conversation about why we don't believe in that or mm-hmm. this. And it would sort things out. And it reminded me very much about our old government system in our tribe up in the Nicola Valley, and a lot of the decisions that were done amongst the people, I remember being told it was done through consensus.
Mm-hmm.
As we would all discuss these big, important, deep subjects, they wouldn't finish unless everybody was satisfied. Everybody had to go away and realize, yeah, I do agree. We've come to a decision and we all agree and we're going to respect it, believe in it, and do it. And that's how things were done. And that's a very positive, successful way of doing things. And so that's one of the things that we're going to see come back as the Native people start to re-grasp into their own culture and seek those things that help them through, you know, all the centuries before, in how we were able to thrive in this world and be a part of it and not be against it. We were very, like, united with nature.
There you go.
Amongst ourselves and with nature, we were very, that was important to us. And it was a very healthy way. So it became part of our natural law traditions and culture and history. And that's what we like to promote and share on our show. And because our main goal is to leave this place in a better place. And what better way to do it is with us all together in agreement and doing it together. And that's a special thing that we want our listener out there to join with us and make it happen.
Yeah.
And that's how I remember learning about that unity, and it's a real special thing that I always remember, that was a gift from Counselor Fari, and it was beautiful. So yeah, I just thought I would share some of that old history, some of our old background history, traditional oral traditions, and yeah.
That's good. Thank you.
Yeah, so we're going to continue on with the show, and we're going to get to the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach, who's my brother, and we're going to be talking with him soon, and we're going to play his song of the week from Skillet, and it's the song Not Gonna Die. So we're going to listen to that, and then we'll be talking with Shkwait Shachlach. So enjoy, everyone.
Keep their chains on me.